Welcome to Bedtime Stories with Brandon Copeland. I've got two of my biggest fans here.
Hi! Hello, people!
That's it, the whole world now heard
Hello,
you guys.
Hello, fans!
All right, so tonight's story is about two sisters. Wouldn't you believe it? She's asleep. Yeah. So tonight's story is about two sisters, and they were at a cabin in the mountains, and they liked to go to this cabin because the cabin had an unusual doorway. In order to get inside of the cabin, you had to put your head inside of like an upside down flower pot. It would fit over your face. And inside of the flower pot, there was like a retinal scanner. It looked like a regular flower pot. It kind of tricked people. They just thought, what the heck? That flower pot's wrong. But the girls knew. You walk up and you put your head inside, and it did a retinal scan on your eyeballs. And if you were part of the people, if you were one of the people that was allowed in this cabin, then the door would open. And then if you weren't, it would drop you down a hole into a pit. And when you were down in that hole in the pit, you just had to stay there until the policeman came and took you. Because he's like, why are you at this cabin? You're not supposed to be here. What are you trying to do? So you definitely never wanted to go there unless you were supposed to be there. So these girls, that's why they liked to go there. They felt super duper safe. And one night, after they had eaten dinner and brushed their teeth and washed their hands, they were going to bed, but before bed, they would have a bedtime story from their crazy uncle, Kookamooka. They loved crazy uncle Kookamooka because he would always make up the silliest stories, and they would lay in bed and listen to him. And so that night, he told them a crazy story, and they fell asleep. And while they were asleep, they both had the same dream at the same time. And in this dream, they were rowing in a canoe down a river. And the canoe was made out of bacon. And the river was made out of Powerade. And they, as they paddled down the Powerade river, they got closer and closer to a loud noise. And then they realized there was a waterfall coming. But they were in a river and they couldn't turn around. They couldn't get off the river. So they had to paddle with their bacon oars and their bacon canoe, turn around and go as fast as they could, but they couldn't outrun the river. And so they washed over the waterfall of Powerade. And at the bottom, there were a whole bunch of Oreo cookies. And they landed it, but it was not the brown part, the cream part. It was only the cream. So it was like, when they fell at the bottom, they just landed in the cream.
Wait, but did it carry them?
No, it just like stuck. They were like stuck in it. And they couldn't move. The only way out was to eat their way out. So they had to like swim in it and kind of eat as they were swimming. And they finally got to the shoreline. And when they got to the shoreline, there was a little old troll, about 3 feet tall, lots of warts on his face, big nose, pointed hat. And the troll said, "You have fallen in the forbidden cream river, and now you are cursed." And they were like, "Oh, we're cursed? What does that even mean? How do we get uncursed?" He said, "Oh, it's very simple. Come back to my home and I will cleanse you from this curse." So they followed the troll through the woods all the way to a little downstream. There was a bridge. Underneath the bridge is where he lived, because that's where most trolls live, is under a bridge. Yeah?
Is he mean?
Well, they couldn't tell. He was very ugly. But he wasn't mean to them, but they weren't sure if he was being sneaky or if he was actually going to help them. They just weren't sure. But they decided to go with him anyway because they didn't see anyone else and they didn't want a curse on them. So when they got to his house, he pulled out this jug of powder. Powerade or Gatorade. I don't even know which one it was, but it was Powerade or Gatorade. And he poured it on their heads. Oh, and they got covered in it. And then he got out a fly swatter and he swatted them on the bum. And he said, "There you go. You're all better." And they were like, "That was it? Now we're all sticky and gross. That's a good sticky, because now you're not cursed. You're just sticky. Wouldn't you rather be sticky than cursed?" "Of course. Of course I'd be crazy. Of course I'd rather be sticky than cursed."
"What was the curse? Like, what would the curse do?"
"Oh, the curse made your fingernails fall off and all of your hair turn to worms. And, yeah, even your eyelashes. Can you imagine eyelash worms? Little tiny ones? It's a nerve. It's stressful because they can poke you in the eye sometimes. And it also made your tongue split in half. You get two of them. And it made your toenails grow inverted. All your toenails. Every one of them would be like an ingrown. And that's, you guys ever had an ingrown toenail? It is painful. I'd rather have worm eyelashes than ingrown toenails. Ingrown toenails mean instead of growing out of your skin, they grow into your skin. Yeah, so be careful with the troll curses. Anyway, they were just so, when they found this out, because they actually asked the same question to the troll, "What was the curse anyway?" And he said, "Oh, well," and he explained all of these things.
Yeah, what were those things?
Those things I just said.
Yeah,
what do you mean, just worm eyelashes and
your hair?
What else? Your hair turned to worms and in other things. Ingrown toenails, that's right. Your tongue would split, your eyebrows, yeah, all that. Fingernails would fall off. Yeah, these are horrible curses. I mean, we do not. So anyway, they were just like, "Oh," that's when they realized he was. Oh yeah, you would have a worm mustache and beard. Anyway, they were just so grateful. They realized that's when they realized he was good. "Well, thank you so much for helping us not have the curse. We are so grateful." And just then they both woke up from their sleep at the same time because they were dreaming. But guess what? When they woke up, they were covered in Gatorade still.
Oh, wow.
Their whole body and their bed. And their bed had a Gatorade stain on it. And they were like, "Wait a minute. Were we asleep? Or did that really happen?" And then there was lightning and a troll appeared in their bedroom. "Oh, I see you two are home now. It's very nice to see you. Good night." And he disappeared again.
So they did. It was real.
And that was it. The end. So always trust a troll.